David, please put on the What a Friend We Have in Jesus. We want to sing it. And the choir to help us to sing it.
Friend, we
to pray a prayer. It's from Psalm. Psalm is 18, verse 28 and 29. Thank you, choir. God bless you. Thank you for helping me to sing that song. For thou will save the life of the afflicted people and will bring down high looks. For thou will light my candle. The Lord my God will enlighten my darkness. So I want to pray that verse 28 in particular. Oh God, thou will light my candle, and the Lord my God enlighten my darkness. Be seated. Oh God, drive away darkness, whatsoever form it may be in our lives, spots, wrinkles, drive them away. Then they are sitting upon their enemies in the name of Jesus Christ. Because your word says, we'll tread upon serpents and scorpions over all the powers of the enemy, and nothing shall by enemies hurt us. In Jesus' name, amen. I have a message for you today. Might take some time to share it. Our brother Amaraj shared something with us last time about fellowship. But today, I want to share something with you from Matthew chapter 6. They are in threefold. Alms deed, prayers, and fasting. The last one is unpopular. Last time when I was here before you, I shared something about strive to enter at the straight gate. God is telling you to contend endlessly for the faith that once delivered unto the saints. If you listen to some preachings, you discover they are watering down the word of God. God said, I am the Lord, I change not. God is going to lower his standard for no Christian. There's no shortcut in going to heaven. Hallelujah. It's the same Bible. Jesus Christ yesterday, today, and forever. Hallelujah. I remember after I finished sharing that subject with you that day, I made a confession, my own personal confession of my error. But I was troubled throughout the whole week. And the Lord told me something. Here, before I go into my message. The Lord spoke to me and said, I am in my name. And he said, Isaiah 52. There are a lot of things in Isaiah 52. But I'm not going to go there. And he said, give me a week. Because of cares of this life, that 1 week, I couldn't use it for fasting. But I supposed to have done that. Because there are a lot of things the Lord wanted to tell me. But I will just tell you this. At the end, he said, I will send the healing angel in the month of October. Do you remember that this Phoenix, Arizona was called Miracle Valley? How many remember? A.A. Allen. Miracle Valley. That motto is still here. And God wants to restore. Hallelujah. The Lord wants to restore. Just yesterday, a young minister sent me a text from Abba. Last year, there was a request that Nigerians should fast for 120 days. And breaking every 3 p.m., and there was a specific prayer point. But now they say this time, no prayer points. The Holy Spirit will give individuals who are fasting to pray for Nigeria. See, because of that prayer, that war was averted. It went to over there in Russia today. Now, there were a lot of things that were supposed to happen in Nigeria, though there are still some things going on. But the Lord is going to turn things around. Hallelujah. But if you can fast, fast. I remember I did that fast. I'm not sure I clocked 120 days. Over 6 weeks, I was still going on. And the Lord spoke to me. He said, just go on the fast. Just drink only water for 7 days. And I obeyed the Lord. And a lot of things started happening. Hallelujah. In the 90s, the Lord spoke to me about Arizona, that is going to fulfill Isaiah 35. You study Isaiah 35, a lot has happened in Arizona. This place was, like you see it now, it was not so. You study Isaiah 35, you know it is true. Right? But a lot of things are going to follow. In the 40s, there were prophecies that were given there would be a river or a lake in Tempe. There was nothing there when we came. It was just a dry passage called a salt river. There was no river. But today there's a lake there. Hallelujah. And the revival is around the corner. Brethren, God is going to do great things. Now, what is going on in the White House? They are just wasting their time. God is going to flush them out. And something big is going to happen. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. Okay, let me leave that one. Go straight to my subject. Blessed be the name of the Lord. Please, can you put up Matthew chapter 6 for us? Matthew chapter 6. Oh, I'm sorry. Matthew chapter 6. Okay, verse 1 to 18. The title of the message is To Have Power with God, Do This. What are the things we are going to do? Alms, deed, what we call charitable things we're supposed to be doing. Prayers and fasting. Prayers and fasting. Take heed that ye do not your alms before men to be seen of them. Otherwise, you have your reward of your Father which is in heaven. Therefore, when thou doest thy alms or charity work, do not sound the trumpet before thee, as the hypocrites do in the synagogues and the streets, that they may have glory of men. Verily I say unto you, they have their reward. But when thou doest alms, let not thy left hand know what thy right hand doeth. Please. That thy alms may be in the secret, and thy Father which seeth in secret himself shall reward thee openly. And when thou prayest, thou shalt not be as the hypocrites. For they love to pray standing in the synagogues and the corners of the streets, that they may be seen of men. Verily I say unto you, they have their reward. But thou, when thou prayest, enter into thy closet. Enter into thy closet. And when thou hast shut thy door, pray to thy Father which is in the secret. Remember, God is a spirit. They that worship him must worship him in spirit and in truth. And thy Father which seeth in secret shall reward thee openly. Openly. Amen. If you are doing alms, God is going to reward you openly. But don't go to CNN and tell, oh, this is what I'm doing. You receive your reward already. But when ye pray, use not vain repetition as the heathen do, for they think that they shall be heard for their much speaking. Be not ye therefore like unto them, for your Father knoweth what things ye have need of before ye ask him. Is that true? Hallelujah. After this manner, therefore, pray ye, our Father which art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. This is an outline the Lord Jesus Christ gave to us of how to pray. Now, when I was in Catholic Church, we repeat this one 7 times. Go on confession on Friday, say 7 our fathers, 3 Hail Marys, and so on and so forth. No, not that way. It's an outline. Hallelujah. The New Testament way of prayer, let me just go there now. Look at Ephesians chapter 1. I want you to learn from Paul. Paul prayed this prayer for his converts. And this prayer is still working till today. And if you go to St. John chapter 17, you see Jesus Christ, the kind of prayer he prayed for us. Let's quickly look at this one here. 1 Corinthians chapter 1. I want you to start practicing this. Pray for yourself. Let me take it from verse 15. Wherefore, I also, after I heard of your faith in the Lord Jesus and love unto all the saints, cease not to give thanks for you, making mention of you in my prayers. Paul took it upon himself to pray for his converts. We do that one for people we minister unto. We pray for them. We call their name and start praying. Let me digress a little. Now, the Bible says in 1 Peter 5, 7, casting all, it didn't say some, all your cares upon him, for he careth for you. Amplified translation says, casting the whole of your care, your concerns, your worries, your anxiety, once and for all, for he careth for you and watch over you affectionately. It didn't say cast it once in a while. Or just as you cast it, leave it there. Come unto me, all ye that labor and heavy laden. I will give you more trouble. Is that what he said? I will give you rest. Offload it upon Lord Jesus Christ. When the devil is reminding you, tell the devil, I've given it to Jesus. Are you not going to worry about it? No, I've given it to Jesus. If you have any problem with it, go and meet Jesus. You are exercising your faith. And God will begin to move for you. Now pray this simple prayer for your children. If your child is in the school, or maybe he journeyed to somewhere, say, Lord, I don't know where he is. I surround him with love and faith. God is a God of faith. God is a God of faith or love. Surround your daughter, surround your son with love and faith. And it will work all the time. Amen? Now, there's still another prayer in this Ephesians chapter 3. Chapter 3 now. We read chapter 1 before. I didn't go through all, but I want you to see the same way Paul prayed this prayer. Let's look at from verse 14 of chapter 3, 1 Ephesians chapter 3. For this cause I bow my knees unto the Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, of whom the whole family in heaven and earth is named, that he will grant you according to the riches of his glory, to be strengthened with might by his Spirit in my inner man. This was a prayer Paul was praying. So you can pray this prayer for yourself daily. There's no unbelief in praying this prayer. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. Okay, let me go back to the trend I want to follow. This time we want to look at the life of Cornelius. Acts chapter 10. Acts chapter 10. There are a lot of things that surprised me in the life of this hidden man. An angel came to visit him. And moreover, the Bible says he was praying.
and giving alms. Praying. And the prayer I send it up to God as a memorial. This was an unbeliever. Now, let's reason. How did he know how to pray? The scrolls were not made available to the heathen. Even the Jewish people, it was not available to them. It's the high priest that knew what was in the scroll. But how come this man was able to pray the prayer that moved, that God made God to release an angel to him? Let's read Acts chapter 10. There was a certain man in Caesarea called Cornelius, a centurion of the band called Italian band, a devout man, a possibility. So this man was a devout man. And you see something in this verse 2. And one that feared God. Wow. With all his house, not only himself, all his house. And again, he said he gave much alms to the people and prayed to God all the way. Is it written in your Bible like that? He prayed to God all the way. You need to pray to God all the way. And God has made it easier for us. If you are born again, you receive power. According to Acts chapter 1 verse 8, as men that receive the Holy Ghost, they receive power. So if you receive power, you are a powerhouse. What are you doing with the power? Hallelujah. Is it the power to make trouble with one another? When they cut you off on the freeway, you remove your finger and begin to do like this. That power is not for that. As they cut you off, pray for that person. Holy Ghost, come upon that person. See, something good will happen to upon that person instead of him to curse. Hallelujah. Are you still here? I hope I'm not by myself. Okay. I want to see verse 3. He saw in the vision evidently about the ninth hour of the day an angel of God coming into him, saying unto him, Cornelius. And when he looked on him, he was afraid and said, what is it, Lord? And he said unto him, thy prayers and thy alms are come up for a memorial before God. Your prayers and your alms has ascended up to God as a sweet smelly savour. God has been inhaling it. No, I can't resist this anymore. Go and talk to this young man. And an angel came. The angel cannot preach the gospel. They can only refer. Because the salvation was not for the angels. It was for us. That's God. God raised you up to preach. Remember what he said in the book of Zechariah. He says, saviors shall come from Mount Zion to judge Mount of Esau, for the kingdom shall be of the Lord. Who are the saviors? You and me. Each and every one of us, we are saviors. He used the word plural there. Saviors. God saved us to save others. So what are you doing with the Holy Ghost? Go preach to somebody. I discovered recently, as I go out doing my work, I usually give out tracts. And those who are inquisitive, they will ask more questions. That will be a springboard for me to start preaching. Usually, we are not allowed to preach. Then I don't have tracts now. I feel naked. I feel empty. Because the springboard is not there. Because when you start preaching, you don't know who is sitting behind you. They will start texting. It happened to me one time. They stopped me from doing my lift for about 2 weeks. See, because I was preaching. But that did not stop me from preaching. I'm still preaching. Hallelujah. It's a lifestyle. Even if I don't have food, I will preach. Hallelujah. Money or no money, I will preach. Now, let's see. A devout man, the one that feared God with all his house. There are some of you like that here too, devout. You fear God. How do we know? When you look at their family, you know these people, they fear God and they are teaching their children well. I told you some time ago, there was a woman in our church in Benin City. He told me one day, say, Pastor, if you wait till your children are 5 years old before you start disciplining them, it's already too late. That's Mama. We call her Mommy Obamoyi. And that was true. And that woman was from Jamaica. Well, we'll see that in the church at the Boba Slope. Look outside, you see my twins, they are flying like lightning in the field. I will step out, come and sit down. Because when they say they are going to battle, they are not going to battle, they are going to play. Even our captain over here, James will tell him, say, Israel, go and stay with Uncle Austin. You know, he's grounded. He's not going nowhere. He said, Uncle, I'm going to. I said, no, sit down. So when he's trying to play and he see me, say, hey, come, we'll cool down. Hallelujah. So we need to discipline our children. Hallelujah. No, the school, they don't even discipline anymore. When I was growing up, they discipline us. You cannot wear your pants and the thing will be here. Like what we see today. Now, over here is from the prison. I worked with the inmates for a good 10 years. Because they don't have beds. Their pants will be falling. And now you see children walking straight to doing like this with the if your son is doing that, you have right to discipline that child. Hallelujah. Are you still here? We need to dress properly. I learned from my dad and the school too. They will discipline you or else you go and pick papers from the field before you go to classroom if you don't dress well. I believe we are still here. Now, a centurion, he's a military man. That reminds me, please, unless God tells you to join the military, don't join. Amen? 1990, was it 92 or 93? I was cleaning a place called Rocky Horse. They do country song. I didn't know these military people were watching me. Oh, just... was I 37 years at that time? And the gentleman came, he said, how much are they paying you for this? I said, why are you asking that question? He said, I'm a recruiting officer, and we can train you, can I teach you how to wed? And I said, no. I said, I'm a minister. He said, okay, you can be a chaplain. I said, no. Because I did not hear from heaven. At that time, they were recruiting people to go to Desert Storm. Many died. So many Christians came back because they were standing on Psalm 91. Hallelujah. Don't lean on your own understanding. I would have been tempted to join them because I needed a green card. I have no paper for a good 25 years. Took 25 years for my wife to come. Because no green card, no shortcut, no fake marriage. Hallelujah. Maybe somebody is learning from that one too. Praise the Lord. Acts chapter 10 still, verse 4. And when he looked on him, he was afraid. And he said, what is it? Let's keep that. Verse 5. And now send men to Joppa and call for Simon, whose surname is Peter. He lodged. You can see here, God knows your address. If he's sending an angel, the angel will not use a GPS to get to your house. He will go right straight to call through the wall and talk to you. Hallelujah. You can see this guy, who is a hidden man, was praying and give him arms. And God responded to that prayer and the arms did with an angel. Now, I'm a believer for so many years. I've seen angels. They come. When I say, God, they don't come to talk to me. When they come, I know they are there. You see, they come like lightning. When they are in the church, I see them too. They come like, even while I was sitting there, I saw the glory of God here. But this, an unbeliever, me, I'm a believer, I have not, an angel has, like the brother who sent a message to me from Abba. He said, the Lord Jesus Christ came with two angels. Then he was afraid. The Lord told him, say, about the fasting they did last year, need to be done again, although some do not do it well. Now, it's the angel of the Lord will visit us. Let us activate our angels. We read Psalm 103. You see, the angels, they hearken to the voice of his word. Where is the voice coming from? You speak the language of heaven and let the angels respond. Don't speak fear. Don't speak defeat. Angels will respond to God's promises. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. And Cornelius now sent his other soldiers that were under him. They were disciplined too, devoted soldiers. And they went straight to the description they received from the angel. But now, see, the gospel came to them. This guy, centurion, was not selfish with what he had received. Now, before Peter came, he invited his relatives, friends, all of them waited. As Peter was sharing, the power of God fell. They started speaking with other tongues. And now said, can anyone forbid water since you received the Holy Ghost? Just like us. And he commanded them and they were baptized in the name of Jesus Christ. Let me digress a little. I have a bosom friend. He used to baptize people in Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. One day he took people to the river and he heard the voice of the Lord. Now you are here. You want to baptize these ones in my name. In the name of Jesus. But you are not baptized in my name. Hallelujah. Well, you will say, what is the difference? Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. A lot. I'm a father. I'm a son. And I'm a husband. But what is my name? Augustine. Praise the Lord. That is a digression. Are you still here? Okay. Let's go to the next one. The next one is about prayer. Effectual fervent prayer of the righteous man availeth much. A prayer that is packed with fire to prevail and to avail. Let's look at Ezekiel chapter 22, verse 30. Please, somebody there? Ezekiel 22, verse 3. Okay. Oh, I said 3. No, 30. Sorry, 30. 30. Thank you. And I sought for a man among them that they should make up the hedge and stand the gap before me for the land, that I should not destroy it, but I found none. That was not good. That same thing saying there is for you and for me. God is looking for intercessors. When the Lord come knocking at your door, respond. How do you know God wanted to intercede? When you are disturbed, you try to shake it off and that burden is still there. God wanted to pray for somebody. I've experienced that on over and over again. There's one of my old members was in trouble. I didn't know they rushed her to the hospital. I was so disturbed that day. started praying. It was later I discovered she was hospitalized. Okay, I don't need to give you the name. But what I want to share with you here is about praying. Now, Romans chapter 8, verse 26 says, let's look at that one. Romans 8, 26. The Spirit helped our infirmities, for we know not what to pray for as we ought. Okay. Likewise, the Spirit also helped our infirmities, or our weakness, our shortcomings, for we know not what we should pray for as we ought, but the Spirit himself maketh intercession for us with groanings which cannot be uttered in articulate speech. The Spirit helped our infirmities. The Holy Ghost. If you want to pray, like I picked up a book in the bookshop in those days, in the Baptist bookshop and the TV Road. It was just a small book. Say, how can I pray? That was the title. Say, first of all, you have to wait patiently till the Spirit comes. But the Lord has made it easy for us. If you are blessed with the baptism of the Holy Spirit, in order speaking in tongues, it's easy. Just tell the Holy Spirit, blessed Holy Spirit, help me to pray. You can start in the flesh, maybe dry when you are speaking in tongues. If you continue, it will pick up fire. Boy, and your eyes will open, you will see things. Hallelujah. Blessed be the name of Lord Jesus. That is the doorway to the realm of the supernatural. You don't need to go to palm reader. You don't need to go to psychic. The Holy Ghost, the God who raised all prophets inside of you, as you begin to pray in tongues and begin to pray in tongues, he will begin to show you television about things. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. I like praying. I remember there was a situation that was becoming terrible in Ikpoba Slope. Our church was there in Ikpoba Slope. One tractor, a heavy truck came all the way from Lagos. The hills on the way from Lagos are higher than Ikpoba Slope. How come when he came to Ikpoba Slope, that is when the brake decided to fail and finished everyone on the way? A judge, one Edo State judge wife was in there. She died in that. I said it to the church, because we used to do whole night vigil. I said, this is too much. No more. We prayed and prayed. That is stopped. Months later, I heard testimony from UK. My sister-in-law told me, say, a woman was confessing. All these mommy water people. Said they were responsible for those accidents in the Ikpoba Slope. They said it was Christians that drove them away from that place. That's why, brethren, when you pray, don't think nothing is happening. Something is happening. God is moving. Angels are doing something. You may not know until you hear a testimony. Hallelujah. So when you pray for America, don't think the prayer is wasted. Or you pray for your loved one, it's not wasted. Or you pray for, that reminds me. There was a situation in a university. This lady, the lecturer was interested in her. Disturbing, seriously. She took it to the Lord in prayer and fasting. When she went to the class, the lecturer went to her and said, what do you want from me? The Lord visited that man. That was the end of that trouble. So you are a lecturer. Why are you interested in somebody's wife? They were interested in mine too. And they were calling her Agbabonemi. Because they knew that she's from Asia. When there was a politician was interested in my wife. When I heard it, I said, he wants to die. It's not everybody's wife. It's my wife. Hallelujah. But that was the end. Didn't see the politician anymore. Hallelujah. So prayers is important. Now, let's check some things here. It reminds me. You know, in Matthew 26, verse 38 and 39, Jesus Christ prayed a prayer there. There are some Christians. They think when after prayer, they need to conclude in this manner, not in this manner, not my will. Let your will be done. No. That is prayer for consecration. You don't need to put that clause in every prayer you pray. Amen? The effectual fervent prayer of the righteous man availeth much. Don't spoil it with this one. Not my will. Let your will be done. You need healing. It's God's will for you to be healed. Don't conclude, say, oh Lord, not my will. Let your will be done. Have you heard some? I don't want to mention the name of some churches. That is how they conclude it. It is God's will for you to be healed. It is not God's will for you to have disease in your body. Jesus Christ paid the price. Check Galatians 3:13 tells us, Christ has redeemed us. It's not going to us, but the curse of the law, for it is written, curse is he that hangeth on the tree. Jesus Christ will made a curse for you. You don't need to carry diseases on your body. It's forbidden in the kingdom of God. It's divine health that is the will of God for you. Hallelujah. I say it's divine health that is the will of God for you. Because in Deuteronomy it says, as the days of heaven, so shall your days will be on earth. But the days of heaven, are they sick in heaven? No. Hallelujah. Going to preach now. Don't want to preach now. Blessed be the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. Then, see, Matthew 18:19 tells us about prayer of agreement. Let's quickly look at that one. And again, I say unto you that if two of you shall agree on it as touching anything, see it there, anything, but let me put a clause here or a comma. When you say anything, not somebody's wife, because you like, oh, that one is beautiful. God is not going to answer that prayer. Amen? Or somebody's car or somebody's house. No, God is not going to answer that one. Believe God for your own. Amen. Are you still here? And anything that they shall act, it shall be done for them of my Father which is in heaven. Do you believe that? If you can believe, you find someone who can believe with you, God will honor your prayer. Amen? Praise the Lord. I'm just talking myself. I have the whole day to talk. Let me hurry up. Hallelujah. Blessed be the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. That's about prayer of agreement. Now let's talk a bit about Jude chapter 1 verse 20. Please, Jude verse 20. 20. But ye, beloved, building up yourselves on your most holy faith, pray in the Holy Ghost. Do you know when you pray in the Holy Ghost, you don't pray unbelief. It's faith that is rising up inside of you. You continue praying. Now, when you enter that dimension, like I said earlier on, I need to bring this correction that I received 90, was it 82 or 88? in the Faith Street over there in Zebu Quarter. As I was praying, I lay my face down. I was interceding for myself. Do you know what God said? He said, "Ye born babe, if you know the owner of the earth, you will ask him to give it unto you." What was I doing? I was interceding for myself. No, you can't do that. It's someone that will stand according to that scripture we read in Ezekiel 22, verse 30. As somebody will begin to agonize on your behalf. And God will answer. But when I asked the Lord to give me a visa, because that's what I wanted to come to America, he gave it to me. The letter I took to the embassy, it was not signed. They honored it. Because the owner of the earth gave me the visa. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. Now, if you want to pray for somebody, forget about your wristwatch, your cell phone. Lay on the floor, face down, and begin to pray until you get peace concerning that matter. Until you hear from God concerning that matter. God will answer. God will move on your behalf. Hallelujah. God is not wicked. He's your father. Why will he give you the grace to pray and he will not answer? He will answer. He will send angels. Or he will call himself to come and do that thing you are asking him for. In the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. So, brethren, let us run with this truth. Because when you pray in tongues, you are charged up like, because you are a powerhouse going all over the place, a generator from heaven. Anywhere you go, let me give you this testimony. I was working with a church here called Living Water of the Valley. But I will go, before I go to jail to preach, I'll pray in tongues for 4 hours. Then I started noticing things started happening in the jail. As I stepped, the inmates, I took phone to call the dormitory. They will send them. The evil spirit started manifesting without me saying one word. Because I was charged up. Pray in tongues, brethren. Pray in tongues. Hallelujah. God did not just give it to you that, yes, I have the gift of speaking in tongues. No, that is not for that. He wants you to pray. Because the earth is the Lord's and the fullness thereof, the word and they that dwell therein. And he wants you to possess your possession and possess the enemy gates. Hallelujah. Now, do you know Satan is challenging us everywhere? You see them discuss it the other time. It was Catholic people that were bold enough to go and confront them. Where were Christians? They are afraid. One time like that, a New Age man came to a gathering. And he said something to the tree. The tree started sprouting in winter. The pastor didn't know what to do. That power belongs to us. They tap into something that we're supposed to know. Praise the Lord. Do you know you're supposed to, when you speak, it will happen? This is a new age who was talking and he spoke to a tree and it started sprouting in winter period. God has empowered you. When you receive the Holy Spirit, you receive power. Dunamis. And you begin to do exploits according to Daniel 11, is it 32 or 33? The people that do know their God shall be strong and do extraordinary things. Amen. Let me try and bring this to a close. The last one is fasting. Initially, your body will not like it, but it's good. It's good for your health. If you read Isaiah 58, you will see there a lot of things tabulated there. It says, your health will break forth speedily. Hallelujah. So fasting is good. What is fasting? Fasting is total abstention from food, soluble, solid or liquid. But there are other different kind of fast. That's what they call dry fast. Dry fast. That is not popular. Dry fast. I can only do that one for 3 days. Some people can do it for 7 days. But you need to drink water. Water is good for you, not Coca-Cola. Hallelujah. Partial fasting. You see, in Daniel, book of Daniel, Daniel did fasting for 21 days, partial, or breaking every day. That one is good too. Remember, an angel came at the end of the fast, but the first day, God gave the answer. But Daniel persisted and in prayer and fasting, and God sent the angel. Then called full-fledged fast is when you drink only water. I've done, not to bring any glory to myself, I like to practice the Bible. I decided to go on a fast. It's not that the Lord called me to it. I wanted to do it because of my ministry. I was going for 40 days. On the 34th day, the hunger came back. How do you know when hunger, when your stomach started feeling as if it's foaming, you need to break. Don't continue. Or else it will cause another problem. Now, and I was talking to the Lord. I said, Lord, I want to go for 40 days. And he said, whom are you competing with? Fasting is good, but it's not to bring pride or competition. I know I have some friends, they do it every year, 40 days every year. Now, when you want to fast, stop drinking coffee, because it will give you headache, serious headache. Don't fast with coffee. And when you are fasting, you're going for a long fast, the first 3 days, hunger will leave you. On the 10th day, weakness will leave. You feel normal. I need to advise you, when you are feeling normal, please, don't just rise up, or else your eye will spin and you will fall. Don't do that. Take things gradually. Amen? Even 3 days, you need to do it gradually. I remember some years ago, we were holding fellowship in Ibiore Primary School. We decided to go on 7 days fast. My wife and Sister Christy, Veronica, Adioti, all of them, we're all fasting. We come from home, fast, pray, go back for 7 days. One particular day, as I looked to the sky, I started seeing some things. Brother Samson Adu was with me that day. As I see a toad facing the moon that represents some Christians. They are facing Revelation and looking back. He said, the nature of the toad or frog is always looking back. He that put his hand upon the plow and looking back is not fit for the kingdom of heaven. There are other signs I saw that day. But let me just leave that alone. But what we need to do is this. Follow what is written there in that Matthew chapter 6. God will reward you. In the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. Amen. And the time is short. Jesus Christ is coming soon. But I need to tell you this. Persecution is coming. Persecution, serious one. These people that are in the White House, they don't like Christians, I need to tell you. And if they stay longer, there will be a lot of persecution. I heard a prophecy from a young man. And the prophecy said, the last election, You see, right from that time, 9 days, in nine years, that's when the problem will start in America. Which means something is about to happen. We'll be believing God for a revival. Have you seen it yet? So it's not yet for rapture. It has to be a manifestation of the sons of God. Have you seen it yet? People will manifest like Lord Jesus Christ. It's around the corner. Brethren, go back to the Bible. Pray, fast, pray, fast. Praise the Lord. Continue praising him. God will wrap you with power. I remember some years ago, as I was praying, praising God in my front of my father's at midnight with my timbre, begin to quote Psalms. Suddenly, light came from above. So when you praise God, the glory of God will come. Hallelujah. The glory of God will come. I'm going to conclude now. Blessed be the name of Jesus Christ. I came across a brother one time who was testifying. Power must change hand. We went for that prayer meeting. He said, as he was praying in his apartment, cat came. He said, this animal, cat. No, witches, they turn to cat and or making noise. And they decide to go after the cat. See, the cat went to an abandoned building. He went there. Then a lady came out. He said, had it been it was Nigeria, he will hold that lady. See, because the prayer you are praying is causing trouble everywhere. So don't stop praying. Amen? You pray in tongues. Continue pray. As you continue to pray, a lot of things are going. Because this Arizona, there are a lot of demonic activities going on. Brethren, don't just go to bed like that. But even if you are tired, take time to praise God and pray. Amen? Because the Lord is about to do something. And he's already moving. And he's relocating a lot of ministers to Phoenix, Arizona. And Arizona. Blessed be the name of Lord Jesus Christ. Sweet prayer. Sweet prayer that calls me from my God's house. It makes me it sings of distress angry as also found a sorry, I was singing this song this morning. It's not clicking. Amen. Let us pray. Father, thank you for the time we spent together. Take us back to our first love, oh Lord. Give us that grace. Grace. You made us to sit together. You raised us up together and you made us to sit together in heavenly places. Let it be a reality in our lives. Oh God, as you raised us up and you made us to sit together in heavenly places, let it be tangible in our individual lives. Father, I pray for our children. Abba, Father, that these children will not be contaminated. They will not be polluted. That the teachings that they are receiving from these schools and some teachers, Father, I will pray, oh Lord, that their spirit will reject it in the name of Jesus Christ. Abba, Father, we pray, oh Lord, that these children eyes will open and see. Lord, I help them that they will speak even to their teachers as well. In the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. Thank you, Father. For those who've been listening on the website, if you're not giving your life to Jesus, do so, because it's not going to be easy in the near future. Turn your life back to God. God loves you. Pray this prayer after me. Say, Heavenly Father, I believe that Jesus is your Son. He came in the flesh. He died for me. Forgive me my sins and wash me clean with precious blood. Lord Jesus, come into my heart and turn my life around. Amen. Father, I pray for these ones. I pray, Lord, your hand rest upon them. Let the Holy Spirit come upon them. In the name of Jesus Christ. Thank you, Father, in Jesus' name. Amen. And amen. Praise God.